All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Adult Games Corner. We are back. Well, Grimm's Hentai Games Corner, you know. But we're back with Eve Nickel. I'm sorry it's been a while, but we're bringing it back. Very well, then I'll tell you about the Fountain of Truth and the secret of the creation of the Kalars. However, only under the condition that Aster reproduces with me. Yay! Not yay. You have to have kids with us first. Oh, right. What? No need to worry. I've had so many children that the probability I conceive now is very low. Huh? Then you're like, really old? Oh, is that a problem? Not at all! Queen Martell took Aster's hand and pushed it hard against her chest. Yep! Same reaction I would have! These boobs are fresh! Alright, good boy. As a reward, I'll give your little toy here plenty of love. But if there's any chance at all you get pregnant... I want Aster's first kid to be with one of his wives. I see, you still won't allow it? Then what if I teach you the technique I've long used to ensnare men? A technique? Correct? The Kalar's secret technique for entrancing men and keeping them coming back could be yours! The Kalar's technique? That's true that when it comes to harvesting semen, I doubt anyone can beat a Kalar. If I just had that technique, I could please Aster all the more. Well, still won't let me have fun with Aster? Alright, it's a deal. Show us this technique for ensnaring men. Starting with Ramius, Risha and Gura Gura also accepted Martell's condition and nodded. Your Majesty, I don't know about trading the Kalar's secret for sex. You don't even know the taste of semen, you virgin. I don't need to hear this from you. Give me a minute, we're gonna go black screen for just a second. Alright. Okay, we're good. Now this way, anyone who wishes to observe may follow. It's more exciting that way. Yay, sex with the Kalar lady. I expect all the semen you take to be paid for. Wait, are you people crazy? In case you haven't realized, this whole conversation was dumb as hell. Kath? What, Lorenzo? If it'll help with Pancho in the future, I think I'll watch. What? I mean, obviously, you came along, too. Well, I just have an academic curiosity. In the end, everyone present forced their way into the other room to observe the sex between Aster and Queen Martell. Oh wow, we're actually doing it, guys. Holy crap, Queen Martell. Now, no need to be reserved. Come. Martell beckoned Aster's already hard cock over with her right hand and guided it to her pussy. Sloosh. Wow, ah! The moment it went in, her folds wriggled as though to lick the entire surface, making Aster yelp. Wow, never felt like this before. Tell the girls just how incredible it is. It's like her pussy has a mind of its own. Not only that, it's like my dick's being licked by a million tongues. It feels amazing. A million tongues? The Kalar Queen has an interesting vagina. It's just a comparison. Don't take it literally. Nice! I wish I could make Aster feel that good. The girls observing Aster and the Queen all stated their impressions. Oh, ah! It's literally what it says. Oh, ah! Catherine alone was stunned speechless by such a raw sexual act. I need to put this through a 2D filter fast. Ah! It already is in a 2D filter. She turned pale and looked down. Listen, girls, your genitals aren't merely for taking in a penis. Yes, if trained, you can instantly entrance a man like so. The Kalar Queen really knows how to get men. I should take notes, but I thought you were married. Martell's lordly words deeply impressed the girls. But soon, Martell's face lost its composure. Slush, slush, slush. Not bad, Aster. I knew I saw something in you. Isn't this the weirdest music to play for, like, a hentai scene? Feels good. Can't stop. Won't stop. While Martell lectured the girls, Aster moved his hips to indulge in the perfect pussy sensations. Big and hard, truly wonderful. Ah, ha, it's so deep. The hot rod's thrusting brought out a sweet throbbing in Martell. What a fantastic member! This could give me more fun than I've had in ages! Martell smiled with delight as her crotch began to drool. Feels like I'm gonna come already, though. Hey, listen to an older woman here. It says, but we only just started. A man's endurance determines his worth. Hold out just a while longer. Okay. Aster held back the rising need to orgasm by gritting his teeth. But it wasn't enough, and soon his hips gave out. This is almost torture. Well, girls, occasionally denying your man an orgasm is one way to tame him. Fascinating. That's a good way to do it. Nice idea. Gotta write this down. So you withhold the reward? Oh, it's like training a doggy. Ah, I don't want my wives learning all this. You act like the world is ending. Let's see. Need to give you a taste of these, too. Martell put her hands around Aster's neck and pulled him close. Boink. Oh. Her breast felt as blissful as her pussy. But my face and hands are in heaven. The soft yet firm globes of flesh in his hands filled Aster with awe as he passionately groped them. Aster, have you taken such a liking to my boobs? I'll add them to my favorites. So, like a baby, Aster began to suck on Martell's nipple. With those suckling lips, and that tongue moved with experienced precision, increasing the throbbing of Martell's flesh. What technique? My nipples tingling like mad. That's our Aster. Just what I'd expect. Well, I'd hope my husband puts up at least that much of a fight. Says, yay, next time I'm gonna have Aster suck my boob. Of course, she's calling him Oni-chan, brother. What are you people talking about? Catherine alone wasn't caught up in the mood. Mmm-ha. But if you're pushing me this far, I'll have to get at least somewhat serious. Huh? You weren't already? No, that was merely a test run. I've only used 30% of my full strength. This isn't even my final form! No way! Is that possible? It's a bluff! It has to be a bluff! Nope, I can tell. She's still hiding her true power. The girls gasp and watch the intercourse even more closely. Why is this proceeding like a shonen manga? It is! That's not even my final form! Ha! Has hearing I'm only at 30% got you scared, Aster? Of course not. In fact, this just got interesting. Huh. Then show me the full extent of your power. Okay, here goes. Aster made full use of all the sexual techniques he learned thus far to challenge Martell. Take this. He changed up his thrust, used his intuition to seek out Martell's weak spots, and focused his grinding on them. Slush, slush, slush. That's it. The rubbing of his cock spread Martell's folds open, giving her a hot tingling that spread from her pussy to all throughout her body. Slush, slush, slush. Your thick, hard thing's raging deep in my pussy. The head of his cock twisted into her womb's entrance, forcing a Shrek out of Martell. Shriek! Not a Shrek. Oh, the donkey! Not that. That's it. You're finished. His victory is assured. Aster drew Martell's hips close and tried to ram his own upward. However, yeah. Well, what's this? Aster's hips came to a complete stop. The heck's happening? Oh no, Aster's almost at his limit. What? But he almost had it. Whew, I'm impressed, Aster. You make me feel better than I expected. However, this is the end, the climax. Stopped inside her pussy, Aster's cock was constricted by her undulating vaginal walls. Not only that, but the level of contraction differed between the base and tip, overwhelming Aster's cock with a sensation like it was covered in 1,000 crawling worms. Is this the rumored 1,000 worms? The intense ecstasy nearly made Aster pass out, but he endured it and shook his hips in an attempt to turn the tables. Not so fast. Suddenly, Martell's folds became bumpy, creating a blissful, rough sensation within the slimy smoothness. Wah! Is this the knobby ceiling? Hey, this is way too advanced! Yes, I don't think I could even try to do that. Maybe I got a bit too serious. In that case, Martell's hands ran over Aster's nape, collarbone, and nipples in an instant. What? Aster's mouth leaked out a euphoric moan. See that, girls? Men have more erogenous zones than just a penis. To target their other erogenous zones is yet another sexual technique. Wow, I learned something from that. That's what counts, but I'm almost over the edge myself. Time to let you come. In sync with her own orgasm, Martell squeezed Aster's cock as hard as possible. Wah, coming! Yeah, me too. Good coming! Wah! Sound like Mario. Wah! Gush, gush, gush. Inside Martell's pussy, a torrent of semen was unleashed. What a quantity and what heat! And yet there's no sign that you're going soft at all. Aster's cock remained hard inside Martell. Wonderful. Well, Aster, why don't you become my... Your Majesty. That was rude to your sweet wives. I'll try to restrain myself. Still, I wouldn't want such a fantastic erection to go to waste. Alright, now it's time for a supplementary lesson. The Kalarits have far more semen-extracting techniques where that came from. Martell declared and began to rock her hips again. Ugh, no way, even that? Yes. And also... Unbelievable! Who knew you could use that like that? This is the mystique of intercourse. Now, girls, watch carefully and take it all in. I swear on my life. I think this is beyond what humans can do. I don't even know what's going on anymore. Phew, I haven't been that into it in a while. Now I'm thoroughly satisfied. Amazing! As he left Queen Martell's room, Aster's legs were shaking as though he were half asleep. What do you look so happy about? I never knew sex had such depth. Boobs are no fair. Sound like your wives got something out of it. The two virgins seem to be losing it, though. Ah, a dick! A real dick going in and out! Pancho has one of those. Would it fit? Well, I mean, he'd have to if he was a man, otherwise he'd be a woman. Catherine and Lorenzo's legs had given out, and they sat with their backs to each other. Now time to talk about the Fountain of Truth and the history of the Kalars. Queen Martell gazed lovingly at Lorenzo's blushing face, but soon switched to a solemn expression and began to speak. How much do you know about Mother Eve? I don't know a whole lot. Aster lived in the middle of nowhere for a long time, so you should start with the basics if you don't mind. Then I'll start from the beginning. The creator of not only all living things, but of the world itself, was Eve. Huh? She's that amazing? When the creator God made Eve, she was all that existed. So Eve used the pieces of her soul to create the world and its various inhabitants, thus becoming known as the Mother of All, Mother Eve. And Kalars must have been one of the things she made. Mother Eve desired someone to look after her and created the Kalars for that purpose. To look after her? If she'd create a new species just to do that, that's rather unbelievable. And it's said that the reason Kalars are made up entirely of women is that Mother Eve based them on her own body. Now here's where I take issue with that. Mother Eve is really strict about monogamy. Like, you can only have one wife unless you reach a certain position. Yet, what is the role of the Kalars? To have sex with many, 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 many men. Remember? And if you have sex with somebody that you haven't, like they were talking about the outlaws. You know how they make people outlaws. That's when you have sex with somebody, you know, and it's not the... Yeah, it's... You know what I mean, guys. The outlaw thing doesn't make sense, then. Because the Kalars, men can have as much sex as they want with the Kalars, but it doesn't affect them. But regular people, they get turned into outlaws. And that's really bizarre, because her rules are kind of fucked up, aren't they? It's like, yeah, so I have these creatures called the Kalars, and you can have sex with them as many times as you want, and you'll never get a branding, you'll never become an outlaw. But if you have sex with somebody else, like another human being, you automatically become an outlaw. Like, you first have your wife, but then, of course, you know, if you're not at a higher rank of knight, which is bizarre, then, you know, you're an outlaw. So if Aster got demoted, he'd become an outlaw, which is really fucking bizarre. Her rules make absolutely no fucking sense, and if Myrtle is right, then it shows how much less sense she makes. Shit, I'm almost on the team outlaw myself right now. It's like, come on, bitch, you gotta explain this shit now. This isn't making any goddamn sense to anybody with sense. Make it make sense, Mother Eve. I'm not getting it. And it's said that the reason Kalars are made up entirely of women is that Mother Eve based them on her own body, which again, I think is bullshit. So aside from not having men, Kalars are basically the same as us? Apparently not. No, not exactly. Humans have the distinction of being born of Mother Eve, which means they're literally Mother Eve's chosen people. One day, Mother Eve realized she had no man to be her counterpart. At the same time she created dragons, she created him. He's been known as the first man, the first ancestor, or simply man. And he became Mother Eve's companion. Wow, that's backwards from the Bible. And what they gave birth to together was humanity. So humans really are Mother Eve's children, just like the church says. She had a partner? Makes sense. Nobody can have children by themselves. I did know about the first ancestor, but I was never taught he was so important. Probably not, no. Getting into that required going into detail about reproduction. Church does get attended by lots of kids. Back on topic, what you wanted to know about was the Fountain of Truth, correct? Oh, right. The Fountain of Truth was used by Mother Eve to cleanse herself. Huh? So it's a bath? Yes, and as such, Mother Eve's magic power washed off her and seeped through the fountain, giving it the vast energy it now has. The Fountain of Truth? I never guessed it had something to do with Mother Eve. Kalars exist to look after Mother Eve. So watching over this land she's associated with has been our duty for generations. Even our conflict with humans was because all their chopping down of trees could bring harm to the Fountain of Truth. That's everything to do with Kalar's secret and the Fountain of Truth. Was it helpful? What do we do? She told us a secret because she trusts us. After they parted with Queen Myrtle, on the way to the village entrance, Aster spoke up. I don't know if we should tell Rocinante about this. What, were you looking into this for the Big Bucks Company? Yeah, so the thing is, Aster explained what had brought them to the Kalar village. Tch, sounds like something that CEO would come up with. But if we don't tell him about the fountain secret, we can't do anything about the monster burrow. Then I've got an idea. Oh yeah? That's surprisingly cooperative coming from you. I gotta learn something too, so consider it my thanks. Basically, he doesn't care about the history of the Kalar, it's just the secret of the fountain, right? Yes, he just said he wanted to know about the Fountain of Truth. He's noticed that pine cones only grow around there, so he's got the idea that only the fountain can produce them. So what? You dimwit, you still haven't figured it out? Nope. What the CEO wants to do is cultivate pine cones to figure out how he's been putting a lot of effort into investigating the Fountain of Truth. So if we told the CEO about it, we'd probably be able to do something about the burrow, but it'd be bad for the Kalars. I wouldn't even say that. What, are you saying it could be good for everyone? Alright, I just happen to be free at the moment, so I'll bless you with my presence for a bit. Having learned something she never knew before, Cass's eyes were sparkling with intellectual curiosity. Let's create our own fountain of truth. What? You can do that? Yeah, now that we know that the Fountain of Truth's enormous magic energy was left there by Mother Eve. This is just my theory. But if you dissolved a relic that holds Eve's magic power in a spring, you should be able to make something identical to the Fountain of Truth. Is it that easy to get a relic that came from Mother Eve? It can be done. There's lots of stuff left by Mother Eve around the world, including tons of relics. Some ruins have even been left untouched by the church. Yep, and even if the CEO figured out how to make its own Fountain of Truth, if he tried to make a profit off one of Mother Eve's heirlooms, the church wouldn't have it. In the end, he'd only be able to rely on the Kalars for pine cones, so it shouldn't end up being to their disadvantage or anything. Huh, I see. Cass sure is smart. Alright, then let's try an experiment. I'll go home and get ready, so you go negotiate with the church for a relic. Your house, but it's all blown to bits. Sure, but remember the Fountain of Truth replica by my house? I'll just use that, so there shouldn't be a problem. Won't you come with us? Huh? Why would I? Since we're doing the experiment together, besides, we need to fuck. What? Huh? Are you dumb? Weren't you joking? I'd never get a boner in jest. Boner? Like you did it with the queen? Kath, let's fuck. Is he saying he wants to marry me? Seriously? Now behold my earnest boner. Yeah, it's swelling! Enough of that, Aster. Don't be too pushy. Ah! I'd be interested to see it, but it's better to leave her alone for now. Then we'll go get an heirloom. You take care of the preparations. Preparations? Alright. Is she telling me to take a bath and make sure I'm clean first? Aster! Hmm? Aster turned around and saw Lorenzo run out from the queen's room. Thank goodness I caught you. What's wrong? Seems like you're in a hurry. What's wrong with you, Kath? Your face is red. Nothing! Really? So what is it, Lorenzo? Oh right, Her Majesty is granting you permission to go through the Lost Woods, so I wanted to make sure you know. The Lost Woods is the route right south from Big Boats, right? Yes, it's surrounded in a barrier that none but Kalaris can easily pass through. It felt like we were being forced to take the long way, but I guess it's for keeping out intruders. Her Majesty seems to think you're trustworthy, so she adjusted the barrier. Sounds convenient. Please use the Lost Woods on your next visit. Thanks, then we're off to get a relic from Mother Eve. First, let's talk to the church. The one in the capital should be good. The meeting spot's the fountain replica near my house. Don't forget. Kath blushed and parted ways with the party, who decided to return to the capital of Okiode and speak with the church. In. Sleeping with Aster, sleeping with Aster. Good night, Gura Gura. Morning, Aster. What a nice morning. Good morning, Gura Gura. Aster woke up with Gura Gura on top of him. Okay, so yeah, these are old. Now I can get that thing I was gonna get. Oh, good. I got a map, too. You know I'm only going this way for one fucking thing. We'll be right back. Damn. That quick strange bug. It increases your speed plus 10. I don't think that's what I got last time though. Cartridge. Damn it. Now I'm ambushed. But I'd honestly rather be fighting Gibbons than Kalars, because they do that all attack with light, and it does a lot of damage. Got about 10 minutes left, so we'll see how far I can get. Most of it was taken up by the conversation, not so much the sex. Mistake. Whoops. Shit. I'm gonna go back to the inn again because I have to go back to some other shit in order to get two down. Probably by the time I get to the capital, I'll have to stop the episode. Damn. I'm making this easy. Is he dead? No? That? Damn, he should have been dead. Yeah, at least I'm gonna level up a little bit. Good. See, now we have to go through this. By the time I get back to town, this will pretty much be over. Damn it. He didn't avoid that one. Mm. Oh, that was weak. Yeah! We got some leveling up. Okay, so we're out of there. Yeah, I'm not at the capital yet, but damn, I'm gonna go to the inn. Alright. Oh, there's a level shop. Hold up. Okay. Whoops! I think I went right past it. Or maybe not. I could have done that the whole time. Party visited the church in the capital of El Teode. Hello? Huh? Maybe nobody's here. No visitors at all, either. Oh, there is one old lady there in the corner. Oh my, are you youngsters coming to church? How nice. Are the churches in this country always this empty? Are you from abroad? Yes, unfortunately, this isn't unusual. Between magic visions and magic washing machines and magic fridges, life is so full of conveniences that people these days don't build up enough stress to bother praying at church. I see. The old lady shook her head with dismay as she finished praying and left the church. Well, empty churches don't really affect us. There are any nuns around? Hello? Yeah, what do you want? If you want to confess, just use the back room by yourself. When Esther called for someone, a rough-sounding girl came out of the back room. Huh? You don't look like a nun. Uh-huh. You should be able to tell I'm a saint. The name's Burst. I'm not even good enough to draw visitors, so don't bother remembering me. I see. She's so disappointed by the lack of visitors that it's disturbed her heart. She could just pray to Mother Eve. So what do you guys want? We were hoping you could share an heirloom of Mother Eve's with us. Astra was intimidated by Burst's glare, but managed to state his intentions. Yeah? For what? The world's filled with them. Doesn't exactly sell for much. But we don't plan to sell it, just dissolve it. Oh yeah, come to think of it, His Holiness told me to clean the altar in Mother Eve's ruins. Huh? Did you forget to do it? Nah, I didn't forget. Just put it aside for later. Might as well be the same thing, I think. Looks like you're pretty healthy. I'd say so. Why? See? This altar I've got to clean can only be touched by healthy men. Interesting. And looking for one's such a pain in the... I mean, it's been really difficult. I see, so if Astra cleans the altar for you, you'll let us have an heirloom? Yeah, you got it. But before you can clean it, you'll need to undergo a ceremony. A ceremony? Is it hard? Please, for any healthy guy, it should be easy. You can read more about it in altar cleaning for Hannies. So, what kind of cleaning ritual is this gonna be? I don't know. We'll find out on the next episode of Evenicle, and this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you next time on Grim's Hentai Games Corner with more.